Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Rice is growing on Hudson Street. For those looking for some white rice, not brown rice, but white rice actually growing on Hudson Street with the monsoon. The rain, what? It is a good evening to you and how you be, and I hope you're dry, and I hope you're safe where you are, and drive carefully. But it is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:31, 35 seconds to go right along with it on this Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Matt Casey, they're on the other side, 1-877-337-6666 until who knows when on your fan, New York City.
Hello and welcome to Boston, the hub of the universe.
Boston, Boston, my home, MASSACHUSCWTF.
This is New York City.
Hello, New York.
I'll say it again, it's not that we're going there and we're playing New York and we have to, it really doesn't matter. The road trip might be in Miami, somewhere else, and we have to play better.
JD drives one. Left field deep. Is it high enough? Yes! Into the monster seats. A multiple home run game for JD Martinez. He homered to right field. Now he homers to left. And the Red Sox lead it 12-5.
I don't really get ahead like that. It's like, all right, we got Jay going tomorrow and Nick Sales pitching. It's like, what can we do to go win a ball game? And that's about as far as I let myself go, honestly.
3-1, head in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's Glaber Day.
On the sidewalks of New York, New York, New York, New York.
Well, what you just heard takes the place of what we will all be getting from the Yankees and Boston tonight. You know by now for sure, no game tonight. And what you want to see from the Yankees once this rain dries itself off is what we saw last night from the St. Louis Blues. Because 13 titles in 18 years is enough, is enough, is enough, is enough. It seems only the weather, a Mother Nature, can stop the Yankees from the magical mystery tour they have made from this 2019 season. With no game tonight, the Yankee fan can dream of making the Bronx a cemetery by burying Boston deep in the heart of the standings with a possible sweep. But in this baseball rivalry, that there is no other baseball rivalry like it, that's for sure. But in this rivalry, it is easier said than done. But still, you can dream and think of putting Boston in its place for the rest of this season, even though we all know there's 4 months to go. Tonight, the Yankee fan can wonder Scherzer or Bauer or Keuchel or Bumgarner to bolster their postseason roster. If you're a Metropolitan fan, and I'm going to say this right now, and I know I think I'm the only one because, as you know, I'm a longtime listener. I've heard just about everybody say, oh, you have to stay with Diaz. He is your closer. Sorry to be a little bit odd, a little bit off, and a little bit unlike everybody else. I am pulling Diaz last night after two home runs. And I'm not waiting until Verdugo, the left-hander, comes up in the bottom of the ninth inning with the bases loaded and nobody out, I am pulling Diaz well before that. And here is something that does keep you up all night is nobody, not anybody, was warming up. I mean, Zamora, even a left-hander, could have been facing the left-hander Verdugo, who ended the game on the sacrifice fly. I'm sorry. He can be the closer. He had his 57 saves from a year ago. He can be the most wonderful human being in the world, and he is a good guy from all accounts. He didn't have it last night. That's all. He just didn't have it. Maybe Zamora, anyone, Font. I know it sounds like I've lost it. And, of course, this wouldn't be the first time, but that's a story for another time. I'm pulling him so fast last night, and nobody warming up. And the deer in the headlights. Oh, I'm sorry. Mickey Callaway, he's just standing there. And he is standing there looking, 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 and then he's gone into the locker room. I would have pulled Diaz right now. I'm sorry. Everybody else has been saying, and maybe you too, and we'll hear from Yankee fans, we'll hear from Metropolitan fans. We're going to hear over the next so many hours a lot of good and a lot of bad, that's for sure. A lot of good is going to come from Yankee fans, not so good is going to be coming from the Metropolitan fan. And if you had trouble sleeping last night, it is understood. There is good reason, because if you stayed up to watch the living nightmare, first of all, if you stayed up, some of us were wishing you were warming up. Nobody was warming up in that Metropolitan bullpen because, come hell or high water, they, the Metropolitans, Mickey Callaway, they were going to stay with Diaz and forevermore until the 12th of November. Someone right now needed to save the saver. And that would have been anyone. I would have taken Font, who really no one wants. I would have taken Font. I would have taken Zamora. Anyone. Diaz didn't have it. It was almost sadistic. So right now, when you think of Diaz, you know only Jesus can save him and save the Metropolitans. What is it? Remember when Brody jump off the bandwagon and was so up with people, so optimistic, so positive, so into the team to beat? Well, so this, so that, so buttons. What was and what is not the save and, well, not the save last night and certainly not the same. And yes, we would have brought in Zamora to face Verdugo with the bases loaded and nobody out at 8-8. We remember when Brody thought the Metropolitans were the team to beat. And teams, they're beating the Mets. And last night, right at the top of all the losses in a so-so season.
My goal here is to always be in a position where we're identifying the talent on our team that we want and try to keep the players that we want.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, hit deep to right center. Conforto back at the wall. It's gone. A leadoff home run by Jock Peterson.
This strange and powerful story has been acclaimed as the most terrifying of all time.
And Muncy clubs one to deep right, and that ball is gone.
The story of a haunting question that drives a man to the brink of insanity.
And we also have to identify where our holes are or see some of our weaknesses and go try to acquire players that address those.
Bellinger lines it to right center field. That's a base hit, and this game is going to be tied. Conforto plays it on the warning track. In to score the tying run is Turner, and on at second with a double is Cody Bellinger.
Is it possible for such things to happen?
For a variety of reasons, you know, the team has struggled the last couple of years, but it's not that long ago in 15 and 16 where we were a playoff team and there was a World Series title at our fingertips.
He's been a salesman, a dispatcher, a truck driver, a con man, a bookie, and a part-time bartender.
Again, the 0-2 from Diaz, and it's tapped back past the mound. Rosario has to wait for it and then kicks the bag too late, and the bases are loaded.
This, I felt like, was a unique opportunity. One, it came to me. And two, it was an opportunity to do something big in New York City.
I'm responsible for the welfare of the people of this town. Now, we've got a monster on our hands, and it's my job to see us destroyed.
You know, with an opportunity to put an organization that has such a huge history that I could try to bring back success and bring back a positive mindset.
He sets. Now the pitch. Swing and a drive in the air. Deep to left. It should win the game. Gomez back. Makes the catch. Bellinger tags. Tearing down the line from third. Slides home safely. And the Dodgers have handed the Mets their most crushing defeat of this season.
But I do know that our greatest advantage is our brains.
All right, then let's use them and not take a chance.
I feel like we need to make some additions to have this team compete, but that's my intention to do so. My intent, any wholesale changes would be with the intention that we can compete in 2019.
And Verdugo lifts it out to left. Gomez goes back. Bellinger tags. Bellinger coming home. And the Dodgers have won the ball game.
What might happen today in that remote, unexplored last frontier on Earth? Unchanged since prehistoric time.
I have confidence in a lot of the guys' names in that clubhouse. They've had performance track records in the past, and I think there's future ahead of us. But look, I wouldn't have taken this job if I didn't feel like there was an opportunity to win and build around this thing.
Time has passed, to be sure. But it's the special time in the special place known as the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, well, the Twilight Zone was the Pacific time zone last night. And if you didn't see the end of the game, terrific. Good thing. If you did, you're going to have trouble. Well, you're going to have trouble sleeping for the rest of your life, probably. All right, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it was just awful. And again, we would have said to Mr. Diaz, you are leaving this game after two home runs. And I don't think, in fact, I know nobody warming up.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.